This is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. And I don't know about you, but I'm both eagerly anticipating and somewhat dreading a return to normal or pre-pandemic activities. Some have called this phenomena pandemic reentry anxiety. And today we're going to talk with two experts about how we might cope with that anxiety. Joining us is Dr. Ramona James. She's director of the master's program in counseling and psychotherapy at the Institute for Clinical Social Work in Chicago. Dr. James, welcome back to the 21st.
Good morning. Thank you for having me back. I'm happy to be here.
Also joining us is Dr. Shane Kuhlman. He's the Chief Psychology Officer at Centerstone's Research Institute. Centerstone is a behavioral health and addiction treatment group with locations across Southern Illinois and in several other states. Dr. Kuhlman, thank you for joining us as well.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm looking forward to the conversation.
And listeners, we want to invite you to join us, 800-222-9455. Because of the timing of our show, we need to take a break in a couple of minutes, but let's just sort of set a baseline here. Dr. James, in a recent survey by the American Psychological Association, about half of all people said they were worried about adjusting to in-person interaction. Are you hearing similar things from clients or other mental health providers that you talk to?
Definitely, not only from clients or from other people that I work with, but family and friends. We went through a traumatic experience. And after you've experienced trauma, it's not easy to go back to doing things that you did before. So this has been difficult for people to wrap their heads around going back out into a post-pandemic world.
And Dr. Kuhlman, I wonder if you can just talk briefly about how this idea of returning to normal might bring up mental health issues or anxiety in people, whether they, you know, maybe had anxiety going into the pandemic or not.
Absolutely. So I think jumping back in may feel like we should be at a place where we were before, and that's just not the case. We've all had to make adjustments throughout this time, and mentally we may not be in the same place in terms of our anxiety, stress. The stressors have changed immensely over the last year. You know, not just with the pandemic, but in terms of social injustices, we all have these things that we're having to adjust to. So, you know, I think taking an appraisal at this time is really important as we jump back into things. So it's important to understand, are you able to do things and it just feels a little bit off? Or is it something that causes you significant distress where it's impacting your daily life, your occupational activities, your interpersonal relationships? That means something else may be going on.
Yeah. All right. Well, we are going to continue this conversation in a moment. Listeners, we would love to hear from you about this. Are you feeling anxious about going back out into the world? Have you turned down an invitation out to dinner with friends, maybe because you're not comfortable with that? 800-222-9455. Maybe you're vaccinated, but your children are not, and you're feeling guilty about having them go back to school. Or what about sports? Saying yes or no can be fraud. 800-222-9455. Join our conversation. We are going to continue after a short break. You're listening to The 21st. Stay with us. This is The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey, and we are talking for the rest of the hour about pandemic reentry anxiety, the idea that if you're like me, I'm both anticipating and a little bit dreading a return to normal or pre-pandemic activities. We're speaking with two experts about that, how to cope with that anxiety. I do want to be clear here in having this conversation. We're not necessarily saying you should go back out into the world now. Coronavirus transmission rates are still high in many communities across Illinois. Vaccine uptake is plateauing. Nevertheless, the CDC says fully vaccinated people can resume several activities at relatively low risk to themselves. This includes sharing a meal or movie night with vaccinated friends and family, as long as one is mindful of prevention measures like masks and distancing, if you're mixing unvaccinated people from multiple households, or maybe if someone who's not vaccinated is at risk of severe COVID-19. We're talking about this with Dr. Shane Kuhlman, who's Chief Psychology Officer at Centerstone's Research Institute, Centerstone's behavioral health and addiction treatment provider with locations in Southern Illinois and other states. Also, Dr. Ramona James, director of the master's program in counseling and psychotherapy at the Institute for Clinical Social Work in Chicago. Listeners, we want to hear from you. Do you think you'll be able to return to pre-pandemic life? Are you itching to go back? Are you nervous about going back? Also, you know, do you think you'll be yourself after the pandemic, or have there been permanent changes in you by this experience? 800-222-9455 is our number. 800-222-9455. Dr. James, I want to ask you, it strikes me that in a pandemic, the human trait of anxiety is playing its proper evolutionary role, right? Is there value in fear in this moment?
I think it is value in fear. I think that we've seen so much in the last year. We've seen the rise of deaths and of family and friends across the world. We've seen so much this year. We saw death on TV as someone was murdered on TV, or different individuals have been murdered on television. And we see it on a daily basis, on a rotating, it constantly is playing all day long. So of course we're gonna have some fear, and that's normal, I think. But then how do you move on beyond the fear? How do you go forward after you've seen all of that? How do you take the time to think like, I've seen all of this, I know this has happened, and now what are my next steps? How do I move forward? And I think that's where we have to start thinking about now as things begin to open up in Illinois, and as people become vaccinated, how do we move forward? Are we going to allow the fear to cripple us, or are we going to know what we have and arm ourselves to protect ourselves to move forward?
Yeah, you know, I hear echoes in what we're talking about in a text we got from a listener. Denise in Maroa, Illinois wrote, I think when people are in survival mode for this long, it will be difficult to feel normal again. I get anxiety just watching TV shows where people are standing close together. I have visited old friends. We have had our vaccinations, but still tried to maintain some distance. Thank you for that, Denise. I've got to say, I had the same experience just last night. I was watching a TV show taped in New York City pre-pandemic, and the streets were so crowded. And I found myself thinking, watch your distance. Where's your mask?
Right.
Dr. Coleman, let me ask you, in the pandemic, we've been using this phrase, new normal, a lot to describe the realities of life. Hopefully someday soon we'll have a new normal, or maybe a new old normal. But do you worry? How worried are you that people might get stuck in that pandemic mindset, Dr. Coleman?
Yeah, so I think it's this difficult process and vacillating between, you know, this fear of going out, fear of returning back to the way things are, getting closer to people, and all these, and also weighing out, you know, the new life that is, and weighing that on science and new recommendations and how these things change from month to month. I live in Nashville, Tennessee, and we just received recommendations coming out. Well, not recommendations, but we just heard that they are lifting all restrictions in indoors, and now with the exceptions of wearing masks indoors. So as these things are changing, like, how do we react? And I think it's important that we know our own personal limits first, and where we're getting that reputable information, kind of arm ourselves with that knowledge, so we kind of go into it with a little bit less anxiety, so we can adapt to the situation as it comes at us, because we have our own knowledge at hand. And so how are we going to, how are we going to utilize new information as it comes at us? How do we adapt to situations? And I think it's important to arm ourselves with that knowledge on the forefront.
And let me make one last call for listeners. If you want to join us, 800-222-9455 is the number, 800-222-9455. Dr. James, let's say somebody starts getting encouragement and then maybe subtle pressure from friends and family to get together, maybe even eat out in a restaurant. But, you know, the person is still not comfortable with that. Do you have any tips on how to respond in that situation?
I think I do. I think that all of us feel some type of pressure to go back to what it was, but I don't think it's never going to be the same. So if someone is inviting you out to maybe showers or different activities, to go out to eat, maybe go and hang out and listen to some music or something, you should do what's best for you. And I think you should take small steps before you decide to jump into going to a major event or anything like that, or even going to a restaurant. I think for some of us, we have to find out what is best for us. Maybe make goals for ourselves, and then small goals for ourselves to decide whether or not to decide what we're going to do. For example, if we want to go to the grocery store, instead of going to the grocery store after 5 o'clock when everyone else is there, go early in the morning if you can, or even before it closes, to give yourself the okay to start feeling like it's okay to be out in public and in doing something that was quote unquote normal before. I think that it's helpful for you to take those small steps or create those small goals and then celebrate the wins that you've achieved at that time. So maybe buy yourself a bouquet of flowers and put them up in your house. And then when those die, then go and do something different and give yourself another goal and then celebrate that short win as well.
Nice. I like that idea of the flowers is sort of giving yourself a very slow moving hourglass or a slow moving timer to watch. Dr. Coleman, what about folks on the other end of the spectrum? Maybe somebody's fully vaccinated. Their health profile means they're relatively low risk. And through their own risk assessment, they decide it's worth it to them to open up, interact a little more, attend a baseball game outdoors or a backyard party. You know, but maybe they're also being confronted or shamed by others who have a different risk profile. You know, for those who are socially inclined, is there a point at which the risks of a pandemic are less than the risks to the mental health that comes from this extended quarantine a lot of people have been living in?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think we're confronted a lot at this time by this concept of impression management. When we come to, you know, not only knowing our own limits, but also knowing the limits of our friends and like, what should we share that we're actually doing with them? Should we feel guilty about sharing like what we're doing if we're fully vaccinated and, you know, visiting with friends and family and going out and doing things? How should we feel? And I think it's important to know that those guilty feelings are normal. It's also normal to feel happy, and those things can occur simultaneously. And that's okay to have both of those feelings. And I think it's important to know to not let that guilt like ease into shame, to where you start shaming yourself and start feeling bad about making the choices that you made. If you've made them based on science and recommendations and you have a plan, then, you know, it's okay to go about and do these things in terms of your own and also still feel guilty about them while also feeling happy about them. It's one of these things that we have to hold both of these emotions simultaneously, and we've had to do a good job of that over this entire pandemic period. I really like the advice by Dr. James, and given yourself a little bit of leeway to do something new and go out and venture out.
Dr. James, let me also ask you about schools and workplace settings. A lot of students and workers maybe are getting accustomed, maybe even they're preferring working remotely from home. And, if they're lucky enough to be able to do that, especially for workers, a lot of people did not have that privilege. But, you know, for those of us who were, maybe they're dreading heading back to the classroom or office. And, you know, it could be for any number of reasons. I'm imagining, the mundane, maybe people are a little heavier, a little hairier than they were before the pandemic. They don't want to show themselves. But maybe they're also, this is like the time when the introverted person has blossomed, without the distractions of the office. Do you have thoughts on how to navigate that?
I think that if you have been working from home and that you're going to go back into the office, I think this is the time that you have a conversation with your manager or your director or your CEO to find out what their plan is, if they have a strategy on what the reopening plan is for the entire office, and just have a real conversation and let your employer know what you're feeling at that point. The employer has also gone through the pandemic as well. And so they may be feeling some of the same things that you're feeling. So if you guys have a plan and you work together and you talk about it, I think that it'll be helpful for people as they go back to work. I also think that you should protect yourself when you go back to work. Not necessarily hang around a water cooler all the time, but figure out ways to talk to your colleagues, maybe via email, phone calls, or something like that. But just take your time. I think that we feel like we need to rush into things and that everything should be perfect and it should go right back to where it was before. And it's not going to be like that. And it's okay, because we've been through something together. If you're listening to this conversation, you're so strong because you're still here. So then take what you have and move forward and try to make sure that it's the best for you. None of us are perfect. Nothing's going to be perfect all of the time. And then if you can accept that, when you go back to work, you'll be a lot more comfortable than probably what you were before.
I want to read a tweet from one of our listeners. Joel Johnson tweeted us at 21st Show, says, "I am anxious about the world opening up short of herd immunity. Though my wife and I are vaccinated, I have a preteen. I don't wish to bring COVID home to her." Thank you for that tweet, Joel. Dr. Kuhlman, how about that? I mean, my wife and I are both vaccinated now. We do have two children who are not, and their ages are such that there's really no timeline on when they might be eligible to get vaccinated. You know, and yet birthday party invitations are coming now. You feel guilty about saying yes. You feel guilty about saying no. Dr. Kuhlman, do you have any advice on navigating that particular situation for, you know, people who are vaccinated but have members of their household who are not?
Yeah, it makes sense, right? You want to be able to go out and do things and know that now that you're vaccinated, you have a little bit of immunity to be able to do a little bit more, but also around people that are not, even if those people are children and adolescents that are at lower risk of severe infection and illness, you want to be able to be comforting to them. So I think it's one of those things where you be smart, go in with a plan, follow the CDC recommendations, which means that if you have someone around you that is at lower risk, you can still visit with vaccinated friends and others with someone that's at low risk. And I know they're opening that back up with the thought of children and adolescents in mind, because we may be a little bit of ways away from children and adolescents to be able to be vaccinated. But to just know that those guilty feelings are normal, and to, you know, give yourself a little bit of time if it's something that you don't feel comfortable with and reaching out quite yet and going out with friends and your children and adolescents, I think it's important to make those decisions personally and to have a conversation with your children about why you're making those decisions, and that it's for you and it's for your family that you are making those decisions for their safety. We're in a time where things are kind of up in the air, so you take the best advice that you can, make those decisions, and do them for the right reasons and for the right people.
And I think I'm hearing from both of you now, we need to wrap up our conversation, but I think we can leave it with the idea that there are really no wrong answers on this question of venturing out, at least not yet, with your comfort level. Find your comfort level, and you can probably feel okay sticking with it. Dr. Shane Kuhlman is the Chief Psychology Officer at Centerstone's Research Institute. We've also been speaking with Dr. Ramona James, Director of the Master's Program in Counseling and Psychotherapy at the Institute for Clinical Social Work in Chicago. Dr. James, Dr. Kuhlman, thank you so much for being with us today on the 21st.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you so much.
And listeners, I want to take a moment before we end our show today to invite you to join our texting group. As you know, we just heard interesting things from our listeners throughout the show, both on the police accountability conversation as well as on our conversation about pandemic reentry anxiety. You can join that by texting the word TALK to 217-803-0730. We promise not to send you more than one message a day. It's not even one message a day. Feel good about signing up. Talk to 217-803-0730. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.